I sit slumped in the middle of the street on a lily pad shaped sewer cover, soaked to the bone from the rain. But unless I frogger out of here, I am going to get squished. My brain swirled with coloured ghosts of my past, like I just got hit in the head with a barrel. I reach into my pocket for my flask, but all I find is a power pill. I take it. It helps me focus when I need it most. All these ghosts change to blue, and I am able to find my way to the sidewalk, focusing on a wooden fruit stand. As I reach it, I embarrassingly collapse into the front of it. The owner comes rushing over to me.
Hey lady, you okay? You don't look so good.
I look up at the man's face. It's warm, but hard. The kind of face you know has seen a few rounds with Lil Mac, but refuses to go all Mike Tyson on the world. He reaches out a hand to help me up, but I push him away and stand before the count of eight. I put my guard up, and I hope he doesn't hit with any verbal uppercuts. I am barely holding on here. I need the bell.
All right, tough guy. Fine. What were you doing in the middle of the street anyway?
What was I doing in the middle of the street? My mind flashes with red sparkled memories, but it's clouded in darkness, like a cave full of bats. I focus on it, and a green light emerges from within, like a lantern being clarified by the ocean's water. Eventually, my mind becomes clear, and the truth escapes my lips before I could lasso it in. This man's question has just become my kryptonite, and I spill all the beans. He stares at me after listening to my tale, less shocked than I expected. In fact, not shocked at all. A little disappointing, really. I thought I told the story quite well.
So this woman in the hood, she wore your face, but it wasn't you. Then you saw, in your head, a bunch of people dying, and then you stumbled into the street. Sounds like you met the Viper.
The Viper. Yes. That was it. But how did he...
Come with me. I have some people you need to meet.
He closes up his half-destroyed stand, takes off his apron, and puts on his coat and hat, pulling his brim down low. He just transformed in front of my eyes from a kind Autobot to a shady Decepticon, but I knew I had to follow him. My head swelled, not fully aware of what was going on. I follow the man through a bunch of back alleys. The rain pounding on my head felt like a blast from Lucio's sonic amplifier, with the searing pain of Reaper's death blossom. I am barely conscious, and say very little, but I needed to know his name. What's your name?
Doesn't matter.
It does to me. He pauses for a while, looks behind me in the alley, then straight into my eyes.
The name's Cherry.
He turns back and continues down the alley, no chance for any follow-up questions. Bastard.
This way.
We turn twice more, then he rolls up to an unmarked door. He looks around and brings me close. He then knocks two times, then thrice more. A small slit opens up on the door, and a voice from inside speaks.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who's the thing?
She just had a run-in with a she who shall not be named.
The Viper?
Shh!
Guys, get a grip. It's just a street name, yeesh. The door opens slowly, and we are ushered in. My head is still swirling a bit, but it's starting to clear. I walk into a dimly lit antechamber with a curtain at the end, which seems to be hiding a well-lit room behind it. Cherry and the guy who answered the door pull up ahead of me and whisper back and forth to each other. Sounds like they are having a mini argument. Obviously, I listen in.
You took an awful chance bringing her here. She's one of the marked.
You don't think I know that? Now play nice and help her to a chair. I gotta talk to the boss.
Cherry walks through the curtain and the doorman approaches me. His demeanor changes immediately.
Hi, my name's Ray. Let me bring you to a chair so you can relax while you unswirl that head of yours.
Ray leads me through the curtain to a soft couch and helps me down. I take a look at him for the first time since I got here. Ray is tall and thin with dark hair. A real Dan Aykroyd type. He looks at me like I've been slimed. Man, why do you hate me?
It's not personal, lady. She who shall not be named has hurt a lot of people here, but she isn't actively hunting any of us. She is hunting you, and that makes you an unwelcome presence.
I feel like I've been whacked with a Nerf bat. My DPS is low, I got one hit point, and I have disadvantage on intelligence checks. But I roll a nat 20 on initiative. My memory starts to come back to me. Oh no. I remember who the Viper was asking questions about. I need to get to him. I get up and run out through the curtain and head to the door I was brought through.
Where are you going?
Sherry!
I bust through the door and run out of the alley. I get my bearings on the main street and sprint in the direction of Jimmy's joint. It takes me a few minutes, but I see the entrance and bust in. I look towards the piano and see Baby stand up from his seat and starts backing away in fear. He hears me bust in, as does everyone else, and looks at me with a face of confusion.
How?
In front of him is a figure dressed in a trench coat and hat identical to mine, which is quite rude because I paid a lot of money for that hat. She has a gun pointed right at Baby. The Viper turns and looks over at me with my own eyes, wide-eyed, and grins.
Bye-bye, Baby.
No!
Alright guys, that's the end of episode 3. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Playing our title character of Harley Hooman is, of course, the one and only Tirlin Puxty. New to the show this time around, we have two new players. The first one playing the role of Cherry, the internet's most famous blacksmith, the vlogsmith himself, Gil Ramirez. Now playing the role of Ray, not so easy to say, trust me, is my good buddy, the mighty Jerd himself, Jeff Muller. Returning to play characters from the past, we have Diane Hutton reprising her role as the Viper, Joey Couture reprising Baby Grant Gallagher, and Blair Beveridge doing a scream as Jimmy. All right, guys, this is a lot of fun. We love doing these shows. See you next month.